S&S Appliance. This is Sean.
Oh, hi, Sean. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think I just missed your call.
Yes, I was just giving you a call back about the payment issue.
Yeah, I know that's so strange because Catherine said she updated the card, but then when I looked at it, it's still the same Visa ending in 5043. So I think whatever she put in didn't stick. So let's do it again. So is it still the Debbie Drive for the billing address on the new card?
Yep.
4793. Okay, perfect. So let's try it again. What's the card number?
5130.
Okay.
6341.
Got it.
4386.
Okay.
9202.
9202. Okay. Expiration?
02/29.
Okay. And then the code?
315.
315. Okay. Let me make sure that this sticks before I... Okay, good. It did store the MasterCard ending in 9202. Okay, so let's give it a whirl.
Sure. Yeah,
sometimes computers have a mind of their own.
About it. we got new debit cards in from our bank literally like a week after I think we signed up with you guys, and it just we contacted everybody else, but you were such a new bill. We hadn't gotten billed yet, so...
Oh, yeah.
It just never dawned on us to call you guys and go, oh, hey, that card we just gave you, it literally just got, you know, terminated.
Yeah, replaced. Yeah, no problem. That's what we're here for. I definitely don't mind reaching out to you. You can always change your billing method on your dashboard as well. Have you ever been on your client dashboard?
Not since we initially signed up. We've just been swamped in labor shortage recently, so
I see.
The time to play around with that just hasn't been there because we're short staffed right now.
Oh, well, that's a good problem to have, right? Well, not being short staffed, but being busy is, right?
Yes, we'll take the busy all day long, but three people trying to do six people's worth of work, that's when it gets really difficult.
Oh, no. Well, I hope and pray that you find some good people that'll come on board that you can trust, because
wow.
I know a lot of times with service-oriented businesses, the business owners say that they try to hire people, and it's not like the same caliber of expertise as themselves doing it, you know?
Right. No, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Showing up is a big part, too. You know, that's huge, especially when you do service like we do. We have appointments scheduled. So calling out at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and now we have to call 8 people and get them rerouted and rescheduled. And
oh, no.
Yeah. So we have technicians calling off all the time.
Yeah.
Especially Mondays. It's like, and it's a pattern. It's like, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't understand that, unreliable people like that, you know, because they have to realize that if there's appointments that if they just flake like that, it's going to affect, you know, everybody. It's like a domino effect, you know. So,
well, not to mention, if you're not working, you're not getting paid.
Right, exactly.
So that's my big thing. Like, I would love to miss work. Any chance I could get, I just can't. I literally can't afford it. I got groceries alone is...
Right? I understand. Yeah, absolutely. So, well, the good news is this is one less thing you have to worry about. You're all good to go.
Well, I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks again for calling in, and have a great rest of your week, Sean.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye.